Yeah, I recognized you were doing an NFED half wave, and then I switched gears and started thinking in terms of dipoles. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the caveats and repercussions of an NFED half wave counterpoise are. So I honestly don't I don't have any answer there. Not much experience. I have a QSO King. That's the only NFED I've ever dealt with. Professor Don had one, and he swore by it. This was before I realized he swore by everything he had. And I tried that for a little while, and I know it said you had to have a counterpoise, and I don't recall what the rules were for an NFED. That's a non-resonant NFED, so it's a whole different kettle of fish. So, can't help you there. There may be other guys listening that have had experience with those. I'm assuming this is going to be a resonant. You said an NFED half wave, so therefore it's resonant. So, my understanding is they didn't need a ground plane for a half wave. It's kind of got the effects of a dipole, kind of, sort of. So I don't know what the requirements are there at the feed point for a counterpoise. Maybe that's it, you know. Maybe just get it grounded to a spike. I just don't know. So I'm spending a lot of time babbling about something I know nothing about.